This is a Farm Doc podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist at the U of I, joins us now to take up crop insurance, the changes in the products from 2010 to 2011, and the differences in the pricing. Gary, thanks so much for being with us. Let's go through the product changes first.
This year, our old farm-level products will no longer exist. CRC, RA, and APH have been replaced by the combo product, and CRC and RA will be revenue protection, RP, this year. So the new product will be RP, and that replaces CRC and RA, and YP, yield protection, replaces APH. Product.
Is there much confusion about that with producers, or do you think there will be once they start to talk with their with the insurance agents?
You know, I don't think there'll be much confusion. Actually, if you look at it, it makes a lot of sense, the new combo product. It'll just take a little bit of time to get used to the new names of the new products. So, yeah, there'll be some confusion, but I think in a year, we'll like the new convention. So,
why does it make sense?
Well, we got rid of two products that were virtually the same, CRC and RA. Did pretty much the same thing, and we replaced that with revenue protection. There's also a number of other things that were included that simplified the products overall. So it'll be simpler with the new combo product than with the old products.
So the change in the products is probably will be the least shocking thing that producers will find out when they visit their crop insurance agent.
That's correct. I mean, the products, what they're gonna really focus on is the increase in premiums from this year compared to last year, and that's due to what we're estimating now to be higher prices and higher volatilities. So just to give you a feel for that, this year we estimated premiums using a 570 base price, which is last year it was $3.99 for corn. So we're $1.70, $1.80 higher from last year, and that will raise premiums. And also the volatilities likely are going to be higher this year than last year.
And it results in a 70% projected increase. Of course, we won't know that until the end of February, but it's a big jump in premium price.
And what we did was we calculated revenue protection policies this year using a 570 projected price and a 0.33 volatility. Compared that to CRC premium last year, and yeah, it will be on average 70% higher than last year. So that will cause some sticker shock, but again, you're insuring more revenue this year than last year because of the higher base prices.
When you look across the state, who gets the biggest change?
Enterprise unit on an RP policy, Southern Illinois for an 80% protection level will be paying in the high 20s dollar range. Central Illinois will be teens, or $13 to $20 range, and Western Illinois will be $20 to $25 range for an 80% RP policy at an enterprise unit level.
And then there are some changes in the counties, the biggest changes. Some of them are not very big and some of them are pretty large, but when you looked at it, they were all centered in the middle of the state, right?
Yeah. Some of the smallest increases in premiums were in Central Illinois. And that, for example, Moultrie County had a 36% increase. Douglas County had a 38% increase. McLean County had a 42% increase. That was also the location of some of the biggest increases. And Logan County, for example, had a 110% increase. Christian County hit 108% increase.
So talk about the coverage level, the harvest price exclusions, the unit choice impacts on premiums and things.
All right. The RP is like CRC. It will have a harvest price increase in it, or the guarantee will increase if the harvest price is above the base price. On the other hand, there's also RP with the harvest price exclusion, and in that case, the harvest price won't increase. That has, in McLean County, about a $4 or $5 lower premium at an 80% level. And just to give you a feel, McLean County RP has a $1,278 a premium. RP with exclusion will have a $825. So the revenue, the exclusion will cause $5 more or less decrease in premiums. The big difference will be in enterprise, basic, and optional units. And enterprise units will be much lower cost than basic and optional units. So an enterprise unit in McLean County will be $1,278. A basic unit will be $3,493. So there's going to be a large incentive to take enterprise units in a place like McLean County. And optional units will be $3,567, given our estimated price and volatility. So enterprise units will be, in McLean County, 70% of the cost of basic and optional units.
If you took a look across the state and had to summarize whether producers should or should not use crop insurance based on the new combo policies and the volatilities, the higher price for grains and oil seeds, what would your assumptions be?
I would assume that most farmers are going to take crop insurance this year, and it's going to be hard not to look at the enterprise unit RP policies, particularly in places like McLean County where in central Illinois, where, you know, the RP policy is 30% of the basic unit policy. That will vary across the state. Some counties, the enterprise unit will only be 50% less than the basic unit. So Central Illinois, it's going to be hard not to use the enterprise unit. It'll be less so as you move out from Central Illinois.
That's Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. He and colleague Bruce Sherrick will follow the crop insurance setting month of February and update the FarmDoc website with the latest information. You can find it all at farmdoc.illinois.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.